Little Snack Stop, located along University Avenue, opened its doors in late March, and owner Rachel Longsang says she is fulfilling a need for more businesses in the area.
I want to make Ball State like be more opening to it, more have more variety of stuff. If you walk down the aisle, we don't have a lot of stuff going on in here. So when I heard about Ball State making more buildings and stuff, I was happy because we need more stuff in here, especially in the village.
Nearly across the street on North Martin Street is Locked Groove Records. Owner Celeste Outen says she likes to see new businesses in the area.
It's great. I think especially with everything else that Ball State's building here and new retail space, there's a lot of spaces now that are vacant. I hope that's not going to be the case with the new construction.
New construction does bring some obstacles for local businesses. Through late June, a portion of North Martin Street is closing for utility work for the new Ball State buildings. To prepare, Outen plans to notify people about detours when entering the store and on its social media. However, even with previous road closures, Outen says her business hasn't faced a steep decline in sales. Her biggest concern is if small businesses like Longsang's will be allowed to succeed with the latest developments in the village.
I just really want independent small businesses to have a space to continue to thrive as opposed to, you know, corporations and franchises.
Longsang wishes to see the same.
We need more business in here just for students to walk around. There's students walking around, but they're not as much. I want to bring more people to come here.
In Muncie, Daniel Huber, IPR News.